Good evening and welcome to Gunslinger Posse. Welcome our Gunslinger Posse. Branded for May 18th, 2024, live from a brand new location. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at Rockin' Brews in Northeast San Antonio.
Owned by Gene Simmons
and Paul Stanley. Among
Kiss.
Others, but those are the
of
famous
Kiss.
Owners
yeah,
of Kiss.
That?
Absolutely.
I guess we're moving
Kiss.
Up, Ralph.
Yeah, we are. This is week 9, and we're moving along. Game 7.
You know, when Paul called me, and then Gene got on the phone, I couldn't say no.
Yeah. I mean, what are you going to do? It's rock and roll royalty, Hall
on.
Of Fame.
I said, Gene, quit
Detroit
begging.
Detroit Rock City.
I said, quit begging. We'll
Michigan
come.
Connection. We'll do it. We'll do it.
Detroit Rock City, baby. Come on, you know? So...
He's head coach Tom Minas, general manager of the San Antonio Gunslingers. I'm Ralph Judkins, your host. We've got a new banner. Come on, folks. Be part of the team tonight. Chime in on the chat with your location, your question, your comment, and go on ahead and like and subscribe while you're at it. All right, coach, any words before we kick off tonight, if we haven't had enough already?
No, I think we're okay. Let's get started.
Right. Yeah. We'll be back with the first quarter branded from Rockin' Brews.
It's like literally like hockey and football had a baby.
Type of action you'll never see in the NFL.
Gunslingers, let's go, baby! Woo!
That's the best entertainment there is. Once you've been to a game, you're gonna get hooked.
...2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Dependability. It's expected by our customers, and it's demanded by me. I personally guarantee the certified techs we send to your home and the equipment we install are dependable. John Wayne's American Pride Comfort Systems are designed specifically for San Antonio's extreme heat and humidity and come with a lifetime warranty. For comfort you can depend on, call John Wayne today.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
Welcome back to Branded, live from Rockin' Brews in Northeast San Antonio for our first quarter. Susan Manasa also checking in. Michael
Hi,
Wayne
hon.
Davis. XFL Mike G, Missions Highlighter, and Mark Yamaguchi. Coach, how's your week been so far?
Well, you know, obviously not very happy about Saturday. But I got to tell you, we made some mistakes, but the ref sure didn't help us. That may be the worst reffing by a crew I've had in 40 years of professional football. And some of the explanations I got. You know what's funny, though, Ralph? When I was in New York, I think I probably, over 2 years, probably threw 20, 25 red flags and maybe lost one or two. I've lost every one in the IFL. Now, I'm not a moron. We got iPads. We're looking at the iPads, and then we're presenting everything to the ref, and I don't think some of these guys know the rules. I really don't. And I'm not using that as an excuse, because my thing to the team is, let's not let circumstance dictate outcome. Well, when you're playing two teams every Saturday, it gets to be a little ridiculous. And I had a call with the commissioner, and at first he was a little taken back by my comment, and then I received something from the head of officiating, and I think he kind of felt the same way I felt. So I'm hoping that everything gets rectified. You know, I still believe the IFL is the best football league in the country, indoor football league in the country, and Tom will get it fixed, the head of officiating, and Todd will, the commissioner. But I'll tell you what, it's really hard to swallow some of these calls, because they affected points on the board. And I'm sure all the fans at home saw them. I know you guys saw them and commented about them on air. And, yeah, so that pretty much made Sunday suck. Monday was not much better. Tuesday, you got to get in line to get ready for Duke City, a good football team. Right now, they're struggling a little bit in wins, but they're a good football team. They've got a very good offense. They've got a great quarterback. They've got good receivers. And we have to play really well in Albuquerque next week, or this Saturday, rather, and come out of there with the win. Now, if you do that, that puts us at 3-4. We got Tulsa at home. I think we're going to play real well against Tulsa. We match up with them as well. I'd love to be .500 going into Bay Area, and you know, give them some great competition, and hopefully they'll think light of us, and we'll come in there and play our best game for the year. After that, we have a bye, and then we're on the long stretch home. So the idea is to be over .500 by the bye week. So that's where we're at. That's been my week. Aside from talking to Gene and Paul, they just won't leave me alone. Yeah.
Well, but here we are at Rockin' Brews. Want to throw the camera out on the crowd assembled. I had to put the camera a little further back.
I don't think people realize this thing goes miles to the right.
Right.
This miles
just,
to the left.
This is just the front third.
Yeah, this is the front third. Yeah, we probably have 1,000 people here tonight, so yeah, it's pretty fun. And we have a lot of the players are here tonight too, so we're hoping we'll get them on camera and on the mic. And
right front over here is the group of players and coaches going back 3-4 tables.
Yeah, so fans, great opportunity to come down, get autographs, get pictures, sit down and meet the guys, and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, if you're in the northwest part of San Antonio, we are at around 1604 and 10, just inside 1604.
See, I told you don't give directions.
Oh, well, I haven't told them how to get here yet, just generally in town where we are.
No, it's okay.
They'll figure it out.
I'm kidding.
They'll figure it out.
There are two locations, though, so you have to give, I guess, somewhat of an address, right?
Some kind of an idea.
What does that say outside there? What's the crossroads?
Anthem Parkway and Landmark Parkway.
There you go. And we're right on the corner.
Yep, Anthem Parkway.
Yeah.
We have a microphone up here for people to come up and ask us comments.
Yeah, we'll call that. Yep. We don't want them just popping up and then standing there.
Right now we're still working on PA. I've got
New location, first time here.
Technical things are going to happen.
So we have a new sponsor of the show.
Yes, I'm very excited about
Texas,
that.
Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
South Texas Spine and Surgical.
South Texas. And we're excited about having them on board. Their CEO is going to be here actually tonight.
Angie Kaufman, yes.
Yep. And unfortunately, she had a personal emergency she had to deal with. We'll get around the show here shortly. Yeah, what a great group. They've come in, just like a bull in a china shop. They've come in and really made an impact on the football team. They dressed out all the players and coaches with some great gear, and we're excited to have them on board. And they do so much more. And Angie's last name again is
Kaufman.
Right? Yep. I'm sorry, Angie Kaufman. The CEO, who, by the way, is an RN.
Yes.
Which we were talking about before the show, which is kind of unusual because usually it's a doctor, an MD, or something like that.
Right, they put together a practice.
Right, but this Angie, and when I heard she's an RN, I thought, wow, what kind of great care do they give, right? Because, I just go by my personal experience with sports doctors, and I was telling you this before the show. I said, Doc, I think I hurt my knee. And then they pull it over your head to see if that hurts.
Yeah.
But the RNs tend to be a little bit more sympathetic to what the pain you're going through and give you, I think, that almost that motherly care, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And I'll take that over, having your foot put behind your head to see if that hurts any day. And so... super excited about the relationship with them and looking forward to South Texas Spine and Surgical Center or Hospital and getting that really, really embedded over the next couple of years.
Well, I already like their saying. They have a catchphrase most organizations
do. Oh, really?
Do.
What is it?
You're a person, not a procedure.
Yeah, you can tell that's an RN who wrote that.
Right.
So I love it. Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely fantastic. I think that's, again, just super excited to have them on board and go from there. So what else we got?
Well, we can go on to the second quarter. We're working on getting on the PA. There's a few technical issues and cables that are in that green bag back there on the side.
We could have probably done that on a commercial.
Yeah.
We'll wait. And again, that doesn't affect the viewers at home. It's just for the people here that are all going, huh?
Yeah. What are they doing? Yeah. They're on this stage and they're talking and their faces are on the 4K camera. We're on big screens.
That's okay. Let's go to commercial and let's get the second quarter started. Get that worked out.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment. You're watching Branded Live from Rockin' Brews.
Reputation, it defines us. How we treat the customer contributes to our reputation. It's doing the right thing every time and never cutting corners. John Wayne's customers have rewarded us with over 15,000 five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the BBB. And for that, we thank you. John Wayne Service Company, our reputation is in every truck.
John Wayne Service Company is a proud sponsor of the San Antonio Gunslingers.
It's so easy to love Pick and Pull. Why? How about the largest inventory in South Texas? How about the ease of finding your part with our interchange and real-time inventory search at pickandpullsa.com? How about an organized yard and maps to find your parts, plus a shuttle? At Pick and Pull, we make it easy to save money on the quality used auto parts you need at a price you can afford.
More to pick, less pull from your budget. Now that's Pick and Pull.
For generations, the family recipes at Carrabba's Italian Grill have been bringing people together. From the sweet smell of our scratch-made sauce to our rich layers of lasagna, we believe food made with love leads to tables filled with laughter. Dine with us or order out at Carrabba's.com.
Oh.
Welcome back to Rockin' Brews in Northwest San Antonio for the second quarter of Branded. There we go. Now we're hearing them. Now,
they hear us.
They hear us. They hear us now. Well, I guess we're going to go a little more depth into taking a look back at the previous game with Frisco, at Frisco. You did something different this time around as far as game balls went.
Well, Sam Castronova and Davenport won game balls for exceptional play, outstanding performance, offense and defense, which we give out a game ball after a win. But I was sitting in the room as I'm handing out the balls, and I thought, you know, it was such a team effort to go to a hostile environment like that, upset an undefeated team, and do what we did. So, what a lot of people don't know is I got a personal foul for leaving the bench after Davenport made the interception.
Right, because you entered, I guess, and went too far into the field.
Oh, I would have went up in the stands if I could. I was so excited. And so what ended up happening was I fined myself $500.
Because the GM has to assess the fine.
Yeah, the GM assessed it to the coach, which kind of sucked because I'm both those guys. But I self-imposed the fine, and then I took that $500 and gave everybody a game ball.
But not just a game ball.
No, they're all calligraphied and have their names on them, the score, you know, the date. A nice keepsake for them to have for many, many years. Like I said before, I've got those from college still, you know, so you'll keep them forever. They're pretty special. So, yeah, if I get to give $500 to anybody, I'd rather give it to the kids, you know, players.
So the next question is not the comfortable question at all. What happens this week? Who gets a game ball this week?
Nobody. We lost.
And that's always the case?
Yep. There's nothing to celebrate when you lose. You win as a team, you lose as a team.
So what about a guy that has a really, really good game?
Good for him.
One of the receivers had a fantastic
great
game. Great
job.
A series of fantastic catches.
Really good.
But they're not getting a game ball.
Nope.
Because it wasn't a win.
Right. We didn't win. Why would you celebrate in any fashion a loss? Hey, I appreciate the effort. I appreciate the, you know, the performance. We all do. And if that's not enough from your teammates, then I'm sorry. But I don't believe in giving out gifts for losses. I have a hard time with that. There's certain things I just won't do. I won't ever give out the number one as a player number. I won't give game balls up after losses. And I won't call off practice just because we're tired. So it's just the way it is. And it's not for me. It's not for ego. It's for the sake of the team, you know, because I truly believe that we're in a performance-based business, not a participation business.
Well, Alex Schuberth brings up a point that stresses that point about being a participation, that Frisco won game two, but won on the aggregate 114 by 113. We don't consider aggregates.
Okay.
Yeah, precisely.
I mean, listen, we've got a lot of places we need to get better, especially on defense. But we can still improve on offense. We still had some miscues on offense too. Where I'm probably the most disappointed is our special teams, and that
okay.
I want to have our special teams be special. And we've got probably the best returner in the country in Kali Rashad, and to not have a return yet of, you know, any significance that didn't get called back on a penalty, I think is it's a shame. So we've worked real hard on getting our special teams up. We've got some new players. I think the fans have recognized we've been bringing in some new players on defense. We just signed Voiles, and we just signed Trey Long also. And
And those would be names familiar to people who were following.
Voiles is a great defensive end. He's super fast off the edge. He's a great athlete. And then in addition to that, Trey Long is like a Swiss Army knife. The guy can play receiver, DB, strong safety, jack. He special teams. I just couldn't pass up on him for what our needs are right now.
And he played for you in Albany, correct?
No, actually, he played for Carolina.
Well, I asked you that. I said, did he play for Carolina? And you said, you know, he played for you in Albany. I was confused, I guess.
No, you're talking about Boyles. And he didn't play for me. He played for Albany in the AFL.
And he left there.
Pleased with that and came to us, and we were glad to have him.
Because your phone's been ringing and ringing.
You know what's funny is there's some kids out there that send me, I mean, I probably get 10, 15 requests to come here a day. And, you know, it's funny because you can tell the kids that have been polished and they'll say, Coach, here's my film. I'd love an opportunity to talk to you. If you see anything worth my film that requires you to call me, don't hesitate to call me. I'd be happy to take your call and discuss it. Then you get other guys, hey, bro, I can help you win games. You know, and then you watch your film and they're playing, you know, I don't know. I just find it comical sometimes, you know. So, and I try to give everyone the benefit of the doubt and at least take a peek at their film, but whew, yeah.
So
we're trying to get better.
Again, if you're watching branded prospective players, now you know how to approach Coach Tom Manas and how approach.
And no vulgar rap music, please, because I just mute it anyway. And I'm going to just give you a little piece of advice. There's a lot of young athletes out there that just haven't been given the opportunity, and they're great athletes. But when you come off as like it's a rap video versus a football highlight reel, there's a real problem with that. And the other thing is this. Highlight reels absolutely suck because it's just like a resume. You're never going to put a bad reference on your resume.
Right.
You're never going to put a bad play on your highlight reel. So if you send us a highlight reel, just so you guys know, if we're interested remotely, we end up finding your game film and watch a whole game of you. And if there's only one clip of you playing a certain team, there's a pretty good chance you suck most of the game.
Or if you did, they're going to find out.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, you know.
They got to find out who the other team was.
Well, it's level of competition is right. The other thing. You know, you get some great Division III kids that look great, and, you know, but you have to consider level of competition. Now, you still want to give those guys an opportunity because they were successful despite the division they were in, and then you get some level one D1 players that look like they should be in D3, you know, once you watch a whole game. So
they were over-recruited then, or they just aren't developing at that level?
Well, and the other thing is, you know, one of the questions I ask is, did you start? You know, you get a kid that comes in, he says, yeah, I played at Alabama. Oh, great. How come I didn't see in any film?
Yeah, how many games did
I was start? Fourth string at Alabama, which is still pretty good, don't get me wrong. But, you know, it's hard to evaluate if they're going to be a starter for you when you see that. So, but, yeah, you know, like I said, there's some great athletes that have just not been given the opportunity, and there's some other athletes that think they should be given opportunity. But we look at all of them. And here's the thing, guys. If you don't hear back from me, the answer is no. I don't have time to answer all of them, but if we like it, we're calling you. And if we don't like it, you probably won't hear from us. So once you send it, within 2 or 3 days, if you don't hear from us, the answer's no. Move on. So, and that's true with pretty much everybody, I think, the way we recruit, you know? So
XFL Mike G with a suggestion.
Oh, good.
You can validate the suggestion as to whether it's true or not. Watch how they interact with their teammates on bad plays. Is that something that you would ever look at?
I don't know. I was a jerk when I had a bad play, so I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't want to see you celebrating. I guess it's – well, you know what, though? You bring up a great point. I brought this up to the team Tuesday at practice. I watch body language probably more than anybody. And if I see hands on hips, if I see, you know, the head rolling, the head down, the eyes rolling, all those things, I just lose it. I just can't take it. I want body language on the field to be that of a positive one. I think that's what you were getting at. And if in fact it was talking about. Then I agree 100%. Unfortunately, when you're evaluating, you know, you're kind of just looking at the play. You're not looking at the post-play so much. But, it's a big part of it. And it goes back to our character stuff that we talk about in our recruiting. It was funny because when I talked to Trey Long, I said, you know, here's our rules. Here's our mantra. Here's our this. Here's our that. If there's a problem, before you get on a plane, tell me now. Because if you get here and these things are a problem, you won't be here long. And I tell that to every guy coming in the door. And Trey's one of us. He's a great character guy. And so is Boyles. They're both great guys. And that's the kind of guys we want to keep bringing in here. So, yep.
And that's exciting that you're able to pick up. Did you want to mention anything more about the league they're coming from?
What do you mean? Oh, the AFL?
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of kids in there, in that league, and a lot of coaches in that league that I have respect for. I would just say this. I hope things work out for you, and that I never wish ill will on anybody, but holy cow, man, not feeding them. I mean, we got Duck the morning of our Frisco game in Frisco. He called me. And he said, Coach, you interested? I said, hell yeah, I'm interested. Yeah, we want you. Come on in. And he said, okay, I'm in a parking lot in New Jersey of a Motel 8 that we just got kicked out of in Philly.
So that story on the internet was true.
Oh, very true. And he said, they have my luggage and they're holding it hostage until someone pays the bill.
That was the story.
And I said, well, the police will get you your luggage out. And then as soon as you get your luggage out, get a flight and come on out to us. And he did. And to see the look on their face when they leave situations like that and they come to us.
And they come to Gunslinger Nation.
And they, well, they step into the Drury Inn and they see the rooms and
see
the
buffet.
And see the buffets and see everything. These are kids who hadn't eaten in days.
Right.
Or slept in. You know how hard it is to get kicked out of a Motel 8? I mean, seriously, you can smoke crack and probably still not kicked out of a Motel 8. And so, you know, it was financial, you know, unfortunately. And so, again, I hope they figure it out. And it goes from there. But, boy, the stories that are coming out on who really owns the AFL and, it's just too bad. I hope it works out. That's all I'm going to say. That's it.
And we can head out of the second quarter if you'd like. I did have another comment just on the game itself.
Questions? Yeah.
Well, just a comment on the game. Mission Highlighter saying he was disappointed in the loss in the refs, but he personally had a great time at the game for Star Wars night. I know Jordan and April are here, and April just looked up saying they had a great time at Star Wars night. The guys play their hardest, the staff and the folks behind the scenes. And this organization is top-notch, led by great leaders, coaches, ownership, and players. And a shout-out to Weston Coln, who just looked up right now, and I'll put him on camera.
He probably thought he was in trouble.
Weston, there's Weston, for helping him out with an extra ticket for the game at the last moment. That's the mission's highlighter.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? Oh, I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there.
Okay.
Okay, so you like Star Wars Night, right? Superhero Night is what, June 8th?
Yes, that's our game with the Tulsa Oilers.
Did I tell you?
Oh, wait, no. That's the Tulsa Oilers game is the military.
Yeah, all right. So on June 8th, is Superheroes Night. Did I tell you who's coming?
No, you didn't tell me who's coming. All right, who's coming?
Can I get a drum roll somewhere? Yeah, there you go. Coin toss, and there for autographs and pictures, Lou Ferrigno, the original Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk from the TV series in the 70s.
Yep.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Incredible Hulk is coming to San Antonio. Lou Ferrigno, I believe he was Mr. Universe a whole bunch of times.
Oh, boy. If you ever saw the documentary Pumping Iron.
Yeah, he's all over that.
He was great going against Arnold, and he was very, very young at the time. Lou's incredible. I mean, he is, one is, he loves his fans, and two is, he's iconic. You know, he, you know, aside from the movies, like with, you know, Arnold and that, Lou has been probably the biggest TV personality in that genre, where Arnold was the movie guy. And so I'm excited to arm wrestle him, and yeah, God, the guy's incredible. I mean, it's going to be so much fun to just, I'm like a little kid, I picture with him. But no, what a great guy, great with his fans. And so I hope everybody, you best get your tickets now for June 8th for Superhero Night if you want an opportunity to be around the Incredible Hulk.
Leo Lamas asking, where is Lou going to be? You missed it, Leo. He's going to be on the field for the coin toss.
He's going to do the coin toss, and then he will be available for autographs and things like that, and pictures. Yeah.
Yep, and that is, as Monica said, Superhero Night, June 8th at the Freeman Coliseum.
Yep.
Talk to Weston Colon. Go see Weston Colon.
I love that. You would not want to see him when he gets angry.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, don't want
show
to do
up,
that.
Show up to the Freeman, otherwise Lou will get angry.
Yeah, he's still in incredible shape, man. Oh, my God. How old is he?
He's got to be in his...
60, 70?
No. No, he's got to be...
Yeah, 60, late 60s, early 70s. Isn't he like Stallone? Isn't Stallone, what's Stallone, like 75?
Yeah, I would say a contemporary of Sylvester Stallone.
Somewhere like that.
Yeah.
But just good looking, still physically, you know, unbelievable. And
still tall.
And just a great personality. Yeah, you know, just, I'm excited. So, June 8th, buy your tickets. Call our guy, Weston.
Yep.
Make sure you get your tickets early for that, because that's going to sell out. I know that's going to sell out. Yeah, we came close on a couple other huge celebrities that had final conflicts at the last minute, and we're working on getting them back. And when you hear those, holy cow.
Monica helping us out from Sports Coast to Coast. You have several sports.
72? 72. Yeah, I was right. See, I was saying that late 60s, early 70s.
There you go. I was wrong.
Yeah.
Wow. What else is new? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is
good stuff.
That is amazing.
What else we got?
Well, Missions Highlighter saying, I bet Jordan's going to make us broke with new superhero fan jerseys. And
Jordan.
Jordan, come on up to the microphone here. Tell us your evil plans for superhero jerseys.
Night. Did you hear that we got Lou Ferrigno?
I did hear that.
Okay. So are we going to do a Hulk jersey?
Well, the issue is we already have.
Oh.
We did a Hulk jersey last year.
Okay.
Now, am I going to get Lou his own Hulk jersey from last year? Absolutely.
There you go.
Which is limited edition at this point. You can't get it anymore.
So how many of those do we have left?
I'd have to ask Weston.
Because that would be the one to get Lou to sign.
We might do a new Hulk jersey since Lou's going to be there.
Yeah.
I was working today on the design, so nothing's set in stone yet.
Okay.
On Superhero Night.
Yeah. Okay, awesome.
But I do have our Military Night jersey locked in. That's coming in. That's going to be super cool.
Really? Yeah.
But as far as Superhero Night goes, everything's kind of up in the air. I kind of want to do a Deadpool Wolverine jersey because that movie's coming out soon.
Right.
People are going to be freaking out about that.
Yeah, I'm a Deadpool guy, so that's awesome.
I think that would be great.
Yeah.
So I'm working on that. But
all right.
Nothing set in stone yet. If anyone wants to get in the comments and say what you want, by all means.
That would be great.
Let
all right.
Know.
So we'll be hearing comments.
But we definitely do a retro 70s Hulk
Hulk thing.
Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, Hulk I'm with you.
I'm about it.
Awesome. Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
So, hey, you know what? And I want to give a shout-out to Jordan and April, the two hardest-working people in indoor football. Not even close, second. Our new banner.
Right.
All the new graphics you guys have been seeing. You know, I'm going to tell... Can I tell a quick story about our arena, Freeman?
Yes.
Okay, so when we decided that we were going to take the field in the Freeman and put it at GSN, our practice facility, we ordered a brand new field, which I think everyone sees on, you know, on camera, and it's absolutely beautiful. And one of the things that we wanted to do was we wanted to get new dashers and new dasher pads. So we ordered these beautiful new thick, safe dasher pads. And they came in like 7 inches too tall.
Right, right.
And so people sitting in the suites literally couldn't see the field unless they stood up. So, you know, Don Rackler, the ultimate customer service man
right.
on the planet, says, nope, that ain't going to work. So finding out how long it would take to reorder and do all that would take way too long. Don, being the MacGyver of everything, I'm at my house at the ranch, and I hear something in the garage. And I go out in the garage, and him and Marshall and a couple other guys are in there, and they're cutting the pads 7 inches down,
oh,
resealing them, folding them. You know how I knew that? Because when we started to cut them, Dan goes, "Do you got a bread knife? This is hilarious."
Yeah.
And he goes, "Do you have a bread knife?" And I said, "Yeah, I got a really big bread knife." The serrated went through it like butter.
Yeah, that's what you use.
Right. So I didn't know that.
I use it to cut foam.
So, yeah. So we went ahead and did everything. Or they, me. I didn't do nothing. They went ahead and did everything. Then they get done. Now, guess what? How many dasher pads are on there? Like over 50.
Yeah, all the way around the field.
Got to redo them all.
Right.
Now, this is Tuesday. We're playing Saturday. Jordan did them all.
But what kills me is...
I mean, Jordan did them all in like 3 days. I want you to think about that.
That's tiring work.
Buddy, that's going to work at 6 in the morning, getting home at 3 in the morning for 5-6 days, right? So just incredible the amount of passion and work ethic that they have. And it's just fantastic. And saved my ass more than once on having things done in time and all that. So I just want everyone to know that, yeah, the players are great. They put in great effort. They work their butts off. Coaches are great. Coaching staff puts their work in, does that. But it's the people like Jordan and April and Morgan and Weston and Brian and Jen and all of them. And yeah, I forget who I'm forgetting, but there's a bunch more that put in that work so you can come on Saturday, sit comfortably in your seat, eat your popcorn, have, you know, a beer, and everything looks the way it looks.
Well, what gets me about
God bless them.
What gets me about that is the commitment to getting it right. The dasher boards themselves, the padding all the way around.
I wouldn't have done it.
That was
I wouldn't
how
have
many
done it.
Tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have done it. That's my whole point. That's a Don Rackler thing.
Right.
You think any other indoor football owner would have done that after paying like
yeah
whatever he paid for the dasher pads to
right.
do that and modify them?
Right.
Nobody.
Just to get it right.
That's Don Rackler.
Because
that's why I love the guy. I mean, it's not just the big thing. It's the details on the little things.
Right.
That's why John Wayne is successful, while the Gunslingers are going to continue to be successful and sustainable for many, many years to come. And it's because the guy's like Don Rackler.
Looks like a good exclamation point for the second quarter, Coach.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back after halftime with the third quarter. You're watching Branded live from Rockin' Brews in San Antonio.
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard, and we play hard, and eat good pizza.
Hey, Gunslingers, come try Matanga's, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matanga's near you.
Guns up, slices up.
Yo, 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 go on and do your day. Right now. And I'ma throw this money while you do it with no hate.
Welcome back to Branded from Rockin' Brews Northeast San Antonio for the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where we wanted to bring on Angie Kaufman, the CEO, and it's a good time to mention South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital, where you're a person, not a procedure.
You know, it was really funny because I looked up one day from my office. You know how my office is. I call it the aquarium, right? Where I can see out and they can all see in, and I like it that way. And every day when the players come in the morning, they all kind of give me a wave and say good morning. It's nice. It's nice. And I looked out there one day, and Angie was with Jen, our corporate sponsor sales manager. And, you know, they're... Here's, you know, two women dressed to the T's, you know, and they're, and I'm thinking, oh, they're probably just, you know, TV people. I hadn't met Jen yet, really. And then they walked in and said, Jen goes, hi, coach, this is Angie from, and we hit it off like two peas in a pod. I mean, we had a great conversation, and before she left, not knowing if she was even interested in doing business with us, I reached over and I grabbed the football and I handed it to her. I go, here, put this on your desk. And I think she was taken by that, that we just have that. We're not going to try to, you know, for anybody who is interested in corporate sales with us, you know, call Jen. But if we're not going to try to, you know, lasso you into something you don't want to be in or whatever. But we're good partners. We're really good partners. And I think that that's the thing is that we're going to give way more than we get. That's kind of our motto is, you know, under promise and over deliver. I just got delivered a brew from Rockin' Brews.
Rockin' Brews.
Thank you. that was very nice. And the thing about it is that I want to make sure that everyone understands that our relationship with South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
Right.
Is not one that when we went into, lightly. We want to make sure that we give them everything they need as a partner and that we get everything we need as being their partner. But again, like I said, we give way more than we get. But Angie is very generous. She just brought all the guys she had delivered today. All the team got brand new polos. With her logo and our logo on them, and we're going to wear them proudly. She's got some coaching stuff for us too, and you know, that's just nice. And I kind of believe it's kind of, now this is going to sound really bad, so remember my age. It's kind of a woman thing to make sure that they're always giving. You know what I mean?
Well, this is a nurse. She's a member of the profession of caring.
You know what?
And
I've talked to some doctors that are real doozies, let me tell you. But if they work for her, I'm sure they're fantastic. But that's the thing is that generosity, it's so appreciated by these young men too, you know. Because I guarantee you, when we get on the plane Friday, I'll bet you money they're all wearing their South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital polos.
Yep, and they're all sitting here tonight wearing them as far as I can tell.
Yeah, you can just see the red, but yeah. But we're going to open it up to questions, and I got a sneaking feeling that somebody's going to come up. We got somebody now.
He's coming up right now.
Who is this guy?
Who is this character?
That would be Sam Castronova.
Yes, Coach. I was just wondering, is it true that you have someone on your team that's leading the league in receptions?
That would be true.
Wow. Is it also true that your offensive line's giving up the least amount of sacks in the league?
That would also be true.
And lastly, is it also true that you also have a different receiver who's leading the league in touchdowns?
Oh, you know, oddly enough, that is also true.
That's incredible, Coach. Keep up the good work.
You're such a suck. Oh, my God. Good for you, Sam. Good for you. Yeah, we should talk about Coach Fuller. Where's he at? Can we get him up here on the mic? Come on, Coach. The shyest coach in the IFL. Come on. Come on, Coach. I want to brag on this guy for a minute. The absolute best offensive coordinator, best coach I've ever been around.
Yeah.
Step in front of the mic. Hey, over there, over there. Okay, my first question to you is, how many beers? No, just kidding.
Normally about two.
There you go. Mm. Coach, you got the leading offense in the country, in the IFL. You've got three guys at the top of every stat you can have. You got a great O-line. Tell us a little bit about it, how it's been going for you.
It's been easy. You know, we got some good guys.
I love it.
They do the work. They put in the work. They study film. I think we all know what we want and are trying to accomplish. So I think it just works out together. You know, I demand something, and they do it.
Yep. Well, you're a hell of a coach, and I'm honored to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you.
I am honored to be with you. Well, thank you. Thank you. Hey, number one OC in the country, if not the number one coach in the country, and I mean that. This guy is just overly talented. Now, let's bring up, is Jay Rich here? No, he left already? Okay, he must have had a previous engagement. Who is the yucky, lucky young lady? That's all I'm going to say. Okay, what about, is Coach McKinney here, or did he go with... He went too. Okay. Well, that was his lucky lady. Okay, no, I'm just kidding.
No. We do have a comment from Monica Martin, also from Sports Coast to Coast, and talking about Sam's appearance. He didn't even mention that he leads the league in touchdown throws and passing yards.
No, and he wouldn't.
I would also add to that in overall touchdowns, and it's not even close.
It don't matter. He wouldn't anyway.
Right.
You guys got to understand something. The reason I love Sam in 22, the reason I love Sam in 24 is because it's Sam Castronova. It's not, has nothing to do with him as a football player. I'm totally serious. It has nothing to do with him as a football player. That's the kind of character he has. Coach Fuller, are you, or Coach Johnson? Coach Johnson, come on up. I want to get Coach Johnson up here. He was talking all that smack when Coach Fuller came back to the table, so we're going to get him up here. Now, Coach Johnson... He's not only a great offensive line coach, he used to be a head coach here in San Antonio.
With the...
Oh, you can lose the shades too there, Slick. No. All right. So...
It is rock and roll.
It is rock and roll. So, hey, Coach, tell us about your O-line.
Got an awesome group of big, strong, and ugly guys. They do a great job for me.
Yeah. Definitely did. Yeah. Well, three out of four ain't bad. Now, for sure. But, Coach, you have a history here. A lot of people
might not know.
Tell us about it.
I was the head coach and general manager of the San Antonio Talons back in 2012 through 2014.
There you go. Yeah. So you have a history here. So when I remember when I called you and I said, hey, Coach, are you interested in coming? You go, yep. So you love San Antonio.
Yeah, I love San Antonio. I split time between here and St. Louis.
Right.
I love the place.
Well, good.
And I tell you what, they were great. It's football in Texas. It's like hot weather and water go together.
There you go. Well, how often is you get a head coach, the caliber of Coach Johnson, to also be your offensive line coach and run game coordinator, right?
Yeah.
That's why our offense is successful.
Absolutely.
So, big plus. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Coach.
All right, buddy. All right, so I'm gonna play a little game here. Let me see. Oh, you want to have some fun with new guy?
Which new guy?
Wiley. Oh, Wiley. Is Mr. Wiley in the building? Come on up. Come on. Now, we have a history. I coached him in college.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on up there, Slick. Tell us who you are. Let the fans.
Tremon Wiley.
Tremon Wiley.
Yes, sir.
We got a little history, me and you.
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
A big one.
Yeah, a big one. And I'll tell you what, when I called him, he's like, the first thing out of his mouth is, what took you so long?
For real, man. Yeah. For real. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we're glad to have him. He's an incredible athlete and just a really good defensive back.
So you want to make everyone look at the histories or tell them where he played for?
Oh, I'll let him do that. But it was his first indoor football game that we put him in. Oh, by the way, you're starting. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, quick. I mean, caught me off guard so fast. Yeah. I ain't know what to say. But
injuries are tough.
Definitely. But, you know. We strive. We keep on going. You know what I'm saying? Just happy to be here with the team. We're going to, you know, get better and better every chance we get. So
yeah,
you know.
We're going to get good. We're going to get good now these guys are playing together on Definitely. Defense. So you want to know the history?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, ask him.
Many.
The history between me and Coach Tom?
Yeah, it's something to do with Oakland.
We both got out of jail at the same time. Right. We ran into each other in the commissary. No, I'm just kidding.
It was basically like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had just got out of Michigan State. It wasn't the best in my interest. Coach Tom, I knew a few players for him. Coach Tom was like, come on, bring him along. You know, and it was just like smooth sailing after that. Like, he was, you know, the best person for me at that time. You know, he put me in a position to win. We won a championship together. You know, the year after that, we tried to get another one, but, you know, it didn't work.
Well, him and I went 23-1.
23-1.
Wow.
One national championship and came in second next year.
Yep.
And made it back to the game.
I resigned. It was funny because it was December and I had just... College is different, yeah, you know, because especially when you're at a liberal arts college like we were at, you know, they spent $10 million on the student union so they could have a hugging room, you know, at the time, you know, with stuffed animals and stuff. Okay. So I said, you know what, it's time for me to go. And so I did it on Facebook. I didn't even tell my wife. I was upstairs and I could hear my daughter and my wife screaming at me while it's getting posted. And I called these guys and I said, nothing to do with you. We're going to see each other again because I'm going to go back to the pros.
And look how God works.
See that?
Yeah.
There you are.
And he ain't leaving. He's not allowed to play for anybody but me.
We're only getting better, baby. We're only getting better.
There you go. Yep. Well, thanks. Thanks, buddy. See you. Great kid. Great kid. So now I want to bring up Cedric the Entertainer.
Well, actually, Weston had asked for us to bring up Hardy.
Yeah, we're not bringing up Hardy.
We're not bringing up Hardy.
Okay, so anyway, let's go Cedric the Entertainer, Harold Love.
The one. And only
the only. He has dual personalities. On the field, he's an animal, and in public, he's Mr. Love.
I'm chubby, Coach. That's all I can ever be is chubby.
So I got to tell you, the first time he came in town,
he doesn't look that chubby.
No, he's in great shape right now.
Yeah, no.
He knew coming here, he better be. And Pam said, to me, she goes, who's that? And I said, that's Harold Love. He's my guy. You're going to love him. I go, Harold, come here. So Don's standing there, Pam's standing there. Don goes, how you doing? He goes, I'm chubby. And he goes, and who are you, beautiful?
It's always love with me, man.
Yeah.
I'm always a happy person. It's a blessing to be here. I've been with Coach Manaz in 2022.
We won the ring.
He really preached everything that he's an example of. So I'm just trying to embody everything with that. So, yeah, that's why.
You're the best kid. I love you. You know I love you. And what's funny is we have an iconic picture. Was that a championship game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I go around. I don't know if people know this. I go around in pregame, and I give everyone a hug, and I usually say, hey, thank you for being here. Thanks for being with me. You know, and I say that as I go around. I get to Harold, and we're about 5 feet apart, and I just stand up and go like this. I just raise my hand, and we go running into each other.
Yeah,
so we have this iconic picture, and it's funny because I said, I got that blown up in my office, and he goes, I got it on my phone.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So as soon as Coach caught me, man, I was on my way, yeah. Quick, fast, in a hurry. So
well, it's funny because he was in Arizona, and we're not going to get into that.
No, sir. Yeah.
So he was in Arizona, and when – okay, so I'm laying in bed. I'm like half asleep, and I hear ping. And it's the transaction report comes out. So I look at it and I go, Harold Love released. Harold, want to play for us? Yep.
Yes, sir. I'm on my way, Coach.
So it was Wednesday night. No, it was Thursday night. He got in the car, drove from Arizona just so he wasn't going to dress, but so he was on the bench for us against Tucson.
15 hours. And wow. You got to understand, a lot of people on this team, a lot of players on this team, I've built bonds with family-wise, yeah. So it's unconditional.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. Well, we love you. You know
you
I
too,
love
Coach.
You. Okay, buddy. All right, before we bring on the guy I really don't want to bring on, I want Harvey first. I want a little taste of Mississippi. Come on. Come on, Harvey.
While he's coming up here, I wanted to say ever so quickly that I
call you Mississippi. It don't matter.
Mississippi, huh?
Yeah, you just remind me of Mississippi. Where are you from?
Columbus, Georgia.
I know. That's why I call you Mississippi. What? Who's right near you?
Me.
Okay.
You.
Yeah, there you go. No. I don't know why I always think you're from Mississippi. I don't know why. But you're from Columbus, Georgia.
Columbus, Georgia, yes, sir.
Yeah, the whole family. Best center in the league. Not even close. No one comes close. Warrior.
I see him every play.
Hey, I'll tell you what. He's the only guy I know. I get to go to the refs before the game and go, do you ever see the movie Blindside? And they go, yeah, why? And I go, my center's going to run the guy out of the end zone. Every chance he gets.
And
they called him one time on it.
They did.
And I said, I went up to the ref, just like in the movie, I said, for what? Excessive blocking?
Right.
And
no, he blocked a guy in the last game all the way into the bench.
Not just the last game. It's every game.
Right.
He takes that person. Remember when we started that in Albany?
Yeah.
And it was like, take your guy to the wall?
Yes, sir.
This is the only guy I know. He literally, once he locks in and he's going, that poor bastard ain't got a chance. He's running back.
Treats him like a sled.
So, hey, while I got you on here, we've got the family back in Columbus. You want to say anything?
I'm grateful for them. They're doing good. I love them. And they proud of me doing what I love.
Yeah, they should be proud of you. You're doing a great job. We love you.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, buddy. All right. All right, Hardy. You've been dying to get on camera. Come on. Hardy's been over there begging. Can I please come on? Can I please come on?
He was campaigning with Weston.
Hey, actually, CeeLo, will you go on with Hardy so it's not embarrassing?
I don't think I'm embarrassing, Coach Scott. Hi, guys.
Okay, so you got Cornelius Lewis and Isaiah Hardy, two of the best offensive linemen in the country, right?
How long have you been playing together?
Oh, these guys?
Yeah, how long have y'all been playing together?
2 years.
Well, it depends, because Hardy usually quits about four games in.
I don't quit.
No, I'm just kidding.
Things happen. Okay.
It was funny because, what was it, 21 or 22?
Which one was it?
Yeah. Because he missed two rings. He came in, he goes, Coach, I got to go home. There's a family emergency. I said, okay, man, come back as soon as you can. Never heard from him again. But then he comes back. He lost two rings. He could have had two championship rings.
At least I was part of the team in the beginning. All right? I did something for the team.
Now, let me tell you what. He knows these two are absolutely my favorites, and I love them. And Harvey, too. I'm an old lineman, but these guys epitomize unselfishness and true grit on what they do.
I'm
the reason Sam's successful and the reason these receivers can catch the ball is because of these two guys right here. That's a big reason.
Well, that was a big thing when I heard you were bringing back as much as you could of that line that Sam,
I brought back the whole line.
Yeah, that Sam, that Sam would get, yes, the whole line.
Well,
that Sam would get that extra half to 1 second.
I told Sam
to do if, Sam things.
I told Sam if Sam didn't behave, I wouldn't bring back these guys. And then good luck. We're going to see how good Sam can run. Right? No, all kidding aside is these guys are like family. We've been together so damn long. You know, it's that. And I'll say it publicly right now. And you can put it in the bank. The day Cornelius Lewis retires, 14 years, right? You've been in this league. He's been playing professional football for 14 years. I played 9 years, and I can't walk.
Yeah,
this guy's running around at practice like he's 16.
Name an indoor football team that he hasn't played on.
Yeah, but I don't even care about that. The fact that played at the highest level, right?
Yes, every
single time. So I want to put this out there. The day he retires, he has a job on my coaching staff. Period.
What
period.
About me, Coach? What about me?
No, you're not. No way.
What?
Hell no. Hell no. You can talk to Yessi about the equipment manager's job because I'll tell you what right now. It ain't happening.
Hey, I'll be the best door.
I'll be the best equipment manager you can have.
3X?
You'd quit it. Oh, yeah. He'd order all this stuff. What size we get? We got 95 5Xs, and we got one medium.
Hey, we got to look out for the big guys. We got to look out for the big guys this time.
I already know. I already know. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you. Who else can we pick on? Oh, is that? Who is that? I saw him look over. Is that Boyles? Is that Boyles? Boyles? Kevin? Is he here? Where's he at?
I'm not sure. We do have another receiver.
Do we have the new player, Boyles? Did he go? Boyles? Hey, Hardy, is Boyles here? Oh, he left? Who's sitting over there? Is Ricky there?
Missions Heidler wanted to give a shout
come
out
on,
to
Ricky.
Jordan for wearing the flying chanclas. Ball cap looks great with a Fiesta Cinco de Mayo jersey.
Oh, there he is. There's Boyles.
Now approaching the microphone.
Brand new. What, today was your first day, right? Introduce yourself to everybody.
Hi, I'm Kevin Boyles. I play defensive line. And I just signed. I'm ready to get to work.
So, although he wasn't with me in Albany, he came from Albany out of the AFL and called me. I said, Coach, please help. No, I'm just kidding. He when we heard he was available, we just went crazy to get him. Great edge, super fast, high motor, defensive end.
Oh, yeah, no, I
everyone knows who he is.
He did a great job absolutely freaking destroying us last year on the line run. The two games, three games, whatever it was, with us playing Carolina. I was calling his name a lot because he was making a lot of plays.
Yeah, he's a great football
off the edge all
so,
the time.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Virginia.
Virginia. Where in Virginia?
The Eastern Shore of Virginia.
Where's that at? East, west, north, south?
It's like close to the south.
Okay.
Not south, but it's close to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how you liking San Antonio? Oh, I'll tell you how you like San Antonio. About an hour in the practice today, he looked like he was going into cardiac arrest. He said, Coach, it's so humid. The air is like trying to breathe in butter.
Well, it can't be too much worse than the Carolinas. I mean,
oh yeah, it's way worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's way worse.
Okay.
Yeah, the humidity is crazy.
And they, you know, like I came from, we practice indoors all the time, right?
Yeah.
He came, he practiced indoors. Now he's outside in San Antonio. What was it, like 93 or something today?
Yes, that was the high. It was one of the warmest.
Right. And humid, and we're on turf. And we practice early, and he was still, you know. And I said, don't worry, you're going to get in shape really, really fast now. So,
oh, yeah.
You got anybody at home you want to say hi to?
You know, my mom. You know, I just had a grandfather that passed the other day. So
again, my condolences on that.
Appreciate it, buddy. My family, my girlfriend Haley, just everybody, you know.
Well, we're going to get you home after the game and make sure you get with your family, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. All right, great to have you here. You know, and that's the other thing. meet him in person today. We're in the office. He said, Coach, I got one thing. You know, I don't know if it's a problem. I'll stay if I have to, but I really want, you know, my grandfather just passed away, and I'd like to go home. And I said, hey, we don't just say God Family Football for, you know, for effect.
It's not just a slogan.
We actually believe it. Yeah, we believe it. So after the game, he's going to go home for the, you know, services and do all the stuff that once we get notification when that's going to be. He was a military man, too. God bless him.
I didn't
Thank
know
him
that.
For his service. Yeah. So he's going to have a military service. We're going to help him take care of all that.
Fantastic. We have had one other by special request, at least two other people, and you pretty much can guess who that would be, who we'd want to have up here at the microphone.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get him. Kali. Is Kali back there? He just left.
No.
Yeah, see, these guys got practice tomorrow. Is Ricky here? Ricky Wyatt, come
Ricky
on
Wyatt,
down.
Yeah.
Come on down, Ricky.
The guy who's been running riot.
Well, this is the guy who also is kind of like the quarterback of the defense. Right.
Right.
So, come on, Ricky. Don't be camera shy. Yeah. So, Ricky, we've been talking about the defense, and, you know, people have been either killing us or telling us we're getting better. And what's your take on it?
Hey, we got work to do. You know, it's still early in the season, but best believe it's going to get fixed.
Right. And we were talking about it today. You know, we got 10 games left.
Mm.
And all these teams haven't played each other yet. Now they're playing each other, and they're knocking each other down. And,
yep.
You know, and it's kind of crazy. I don't mean to take up Ricky's time, but
no,
the fact that we're playing all these teams in the East, Frisco three times, Mass twice, you know, it's just, it's kind of silly, actually, but okay, anyway.
Yeah, our schedule messed up. So.
Yeah, we have
yeah,
a tough schedule.
Our schedule messed up.
So, Ricky and I had some time together in Albany.
Yep.
And I said, I remember this clearly. I said, don't worry, wherever I settle, you're coming.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir. I remember.
And,
yes,
and sure enough, like I said, everyone I made that promise to is in the room mm-hmm. right now. So, but we really appreciate it. Tell us some about yourself that maybe people don't know. Because he's a very quiet guy.
I mean, I stay to myself a little bit, but, you know, when it's time to play ball, it's time to play ball. But for the most part, I mean, I'm a chill guy, nice chill guy. I'm a dad, you know, love being a dad.
How old's your?
My little boy, he's 3 years old. My little king, three years old. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Okay.
Yes,
I sir, knew sir. That, actually. But that's great.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get him out here?
Oh, yes, for sure. Definitely going to get my little boy out here. Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll
yep.
take him out to the ranch, get him out of the play set.
He would definitely love
trampoline,
it.
Trampoline, pool.
He would definitely love it. Yes,
all
sir.
That. Yeah,
yes,
for sure. Oh, I'm telling
it.
You, I love it. I want to hear kids
it.
Screaming out there.
He definitely will.
So bad I'm missing it. Yeah.
Yes, sir. He definitely will.
Oh, good. Good. Well, thanks, Ricky. Appreciate
yes,
you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
And,
appreciate y'all.
We'll get after it.
Oh, yeah,
so.
For sure.
Yeah, and again, you know, I'm telling everybody, just be patient. You know, when you're building and you're building with these kind of people, it's going to be big. This book has not been written yet.
Well, he's you know. Already getting into the backfield faster with the reads. He's already.
Hey, Zach
already
did, listen, Zach did a great job for us.
Yes.
Okay. Ricky is a different type of linebacker. Zach is a different type of linebacker. You know, I always say is that Zach is kind of a hammer.
Yes.
And Ricky's kind of a scalpel. Okay. They both do the damage they need
More
to do.
More of a slash than a
it's,
smash.
Well, it's he'll smash you, but I mean it's just a different approach, you know. And they love Zach in Orlando. I was looking at it and I saw a lot of people saying how much better they've gotten with him, and you know they love him. And
oh, I believe it.
He's a great guy, and he's going to do great things. And then the fact that now Ricky can. Now this is Ricky's show. There's something to be said for that when you don't have someone looking over your back or you don't looking over someone else's back and you finally get that job and you take pride in it and what you can do with it. And I think it worked out great for both of them. And we're lucky to have them. We're lucky to have them. We really are. So
that'll do it for third. And we'll talk a little game next when we return.
Oh, don't go yet.
Oh, okay.
Brian. Come up here. I want everyone to, because people don't... Okay, Brian, introduce yourself.
I am Brian Billick. I'm the director of marketing for the San Antonio Gunslingers.
So every time you post something and you get a reply that says San Antonio replied, that's that guy.
That's that guy.
Right.
That's the guy who's best buddies with Lou also. So.
Yeah. Oh, Lou, I can't wait. Everybody's freaking out now.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing. But, Brian, I wanted to bring you up because it's not just, you know, answering queries on, you know, on social media. It's when you see some of those pictures, he's out at practice, he's taking pictures, he's talking to the players, where he's constantly with our social media working it, and we sure appreciate it because I hate that stuff. I mean, I just hate it. And
he hates anything that's not on Facebook.
Right.
On Facebook, he's all over it.
No, that's not true. I hate everything on Facebook, too, except my grandkids' pictures. Yes. But it's the fact that what Brian does is so, so important for us, and a lot of people don't know who he is yet. We're so lucky to have him. I'm glad he came back.
Hey, it's my honor to tell our story, and that's all I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm making sure everybody sees what great guys these are, how hard they work, and how hard the coaches work. That's my job, is to make everybody look good.
Well, we want to give you a reason to make us look good, so we're going to keep doing what we're doing, and you keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Now, we got to get Miss Jen up here. I know we're running along. I'm sorry.
We are.
Come on,
yeah,
Jen.
Let's get
So
the
Jen
whole
paid
team.
Me $20 so she could get on camera.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, wait, I can't see your face. You're too low.
I'm too short.
No, actually, the microphone worked out well. She's on this camera over here.
Oh, okay,
so
good.
They can see her clearly.
So, Jen, introduce yourself and what you do for the Gunslingers.
Hi, Jen Bonomo. I handle all the sponsorships, sales, tickets, sales, anything to sponsor our guys and take care of them.
Now, Jen's the one I was talking about when her and Angie walked into my office, and Jen is the one who goes out and gets everybody out there interested, and Jen has a very unique sales style. I'm going to give it up right now for her. Jen will walk into a room and say, I want $50,000, and they'll say, well, what do I get for it? Don't worry about it. I got you.
Yeah.
And they give it to her, which is crazy to me.
but that just requires.
But then she over delivers. That's the point, though. But then she over delivers, and that's why she has such a great reputation in the industry. So,
thank you.
No, but thank you for everything that you do.
Appreciate that.
And we appreciate you. Anybody you want to say hi to?
You know, I'm just so grateful to be here, be a part of this group. I'm good.
Okay.
But hello, everyone.
There you go. I love it.
Guns up.
Guns up. I love it. Okay, good. And that's what we're dealing with, man. I mean, I defy anybody to go into an organization and be able to just walk around and go, I'll pick you or I'll pick you. And they're all great. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, am I the only one that sees this? Because we built it this way. We didn't build it. We did not build this for 2024. We built this for dozens of years from now. Okay, and if I'm fortunate enough to be around a little bit, I'm happy that I was a part of laying that foundation. And we want to go ahead and make sure that everybody understands that it's not just the players. You know, it's everything. We got Yessi. And we got Megan. Yessi's our equipment manager. And she is like a sister to these guys. Megan, who's our head trainer, makes sure that these guys stay healthy. And she takes great care of them. It's everybody. It's everybody in the organization that goes out of their way to make sure that everyone is heading in the right direction. And then, come on, man. You know I'm going to say it. Don Rackler, Pam, James, Stephanie, our ownership group. I want this so bad to be my first last job. I really do. Because I can't see me working for anybody else but these people. Because the care and the love they put into not only the players, but the organization itself is just incredible. And the people of San Antonio, you know. So, anyway. Halftime?
Yep. No, the halftime. Heck, we got to get to the fourth quarter.
I know. I'm just kidding.
You're watching Branded live from Rockin' Brews in Northwest San Antonio.
need hot water. Some of us need more than others. So it's a good thing that State has a wide range of tough commercial-grade water heaters for your home. From standard models to high-efficiency and tankless models, we've got you covered. No matter where you live, what you do, or who started it. To install a State water heater in your home,
call John Wayne today or visit us at johnwayne.com.
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard, and we play hard, and eat good pizza.
Hey Gunslingers, come try Matangas, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matangas near you.
Guns up, slices up.
2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. The IFL.
Hi, we're the Six Shooters.
Okay, give us your names, girls.
Hi, I'm Six Shooter Malene.
And I am Six Shooter Emily.
I'm Six Shooter Morgan.
I'm Six Shooter Bella.
I'm Six Shooter Risa.
I'm Six Shooter Faye.
And I'm Six Shooter Mariah, coming to you live from Rockin' Brews.
Ooh, I like it. Great. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
they're
it.
They're professionals at
no, they're the best, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, thank you.
So this is the fourth quarter.
Okay.
And next week we're playing a certain team around the Albuquerque way. Monica Martin from Sports Coast to Coast asked Coach, how do you go about preparing for an 0-5 team with a new quarterback?
Well, first of all, they scare the dickens out of me.
Why is that?
Well, 0-5 team's got nothing to lose. They're going to give you everything, right? And I kind of went through that, if I'm not mistaken, when I was in Albany with the team down here in San Antonio that hadn't won. Of course, you guys had the world's worst referees.
Yeah, that's why when you said worst you'd ever encountered, I said that's
well, second
something.
Worst. Second worst, yeah. No, and here's the thing. It's we're not good enough to be cocky. We're just not good enough to walk into an arena and think right now that we're going to just whoop on you.
Right.
We expect a battle with Duke City. I think they got a good quarterback. I think they got really good wide receivers. I think it's going to challenge our defensive backs. I think we're going to be in a situation where we have to really put our best foot forward. I'm very optimistic. My goal is to win by a bunch. But again, that's if everyone executes. That's if we give extreme effort. That's if we play with violent intensity. That's a bunch of different factors. But I think this team is capable of it. I don't want anyone to think that we're going into Duke City and if we come out with the win, everyone goes, oh, well, they hadn't won a game. But let me tell you what, they've been in pretty much all the games they've been in. And I just don't want them to break the streak on us, to be honest with you. We need this win. My goal is to be over 500 by the bye week. And I want to be 5-4 at the bye. And I want to make our big push going in for the last two-thirds of the season. And I think we're all of the same mindset. You can't surprise us anymore. We know we're going to get crappy calls. You can't surprise us that the opponents are good. You can't surprise us that the rules, we know them. You know, we're just going to play really good football now from here on out.
So we need to play football as advertised.
Yeah, speaking I mean, on paper, we should be in first place. So we got to live up to the hype.
Well, speaking of hype, Alex Schubert of Sports Coast to Coast and Wager Wednesday points out that San Antonio is favored on the road by 6.5 and asks the question, so is Coach recommending San Antonio and 6.5 points? And I'm pretty sure you can't recommend because
I can't give advice. Oh, I can do whatever
betting.
I want. It's
okay.
Good. Yeah,
okay.
No, I'm going to do whatever I want. No, it's going to be way more than that.
Okay. You heard it here, folks.
It's going to be way more than that. We're going to win by way more than 6.5. Yep.
There it is.
And we're going to be in the playoffs. There's another one for you.
And no one's doubting it here.
Well, I'm just saying, if you don't like it, you know, then prove me wrong. And, yeah, I've eaten a bunch of humble pie.
Yep.
I'm not going to change my thought. Like I said, do not write this team off, because I'll tell you what, Arizona was 2-4 or 2-6
right
when they won the championship.
And they got real hot.
Just saying.
And last year they also got hot. They didn't win the championship, but they got real hot after opening up 0-3.
Yeah. Hey, it takes a minute. Our camp is like 6 days. By the time you pick your team, you only have like 6 days with your starters. And then you say, oh, go play a game. All right. Yeah, great.
On the road.
Yeah.
Monday night.
Right. Yeah. And I got news for the IFL. Next year, I'm signing all these guys back, too. So
you can call them, but they won't necessarily answer.
No, I'm just saying. That's how we build championships in the past, is the continuity of guys playing together every day, and the continuity of, I mean, you saw it, they all eat together. These guys have been together since 7 o'clock this morning.
And they don't hate each other.
Yeah, I didn't see anybody hating each other.
No, they're happy to be here. They're happy to be together.
They come in, they have breakfast together. They come in, they get treatment together. They come in, they go to meetings together. They go to practice together. They have lunch together. Then they have more meetings together. And then guess what? Then we say, hey, come here on Wednesday at Rock and Brews and enjoy the event. And they all come. And then that's after Monday, they all were together playing at Top Golf. Hell, I don't even like seeing family that much.
Cohesion.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are, you're talking, they enjoy each other's company. They enjoy each other's company.
And that is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been going for about 83 minutes. You ready
really?
To call it a game?
I'm ready to go home.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll call it a game. We'll be back with a meet and greet and close this one out. Calling it a Gunslinger's win. You're watching Branded live from Rockin' Brews in Northwest San Antonio.
We all need hot water. Some of us need more than others. So it's a good thing that State has a wide range of tough commercial-grade water heaters for your home. From standard models to high-efficiency and tankless models, we've got you covered. No matter where you live, what you do, or who started it. To install a State water heater in your home,
call John Wayne today or visit us at johnwayne.com.
Welcome to the Tankers!
Must be that time of the year again, where we work hard and we play hard and eat good pizza.
Hey, Gunslingers, come try Matangas, voted best pizza in San Antonio. We are family and deeply invested in our community. After this game, come find a Matangas near you.
Guns up, slices up.
2023 has been a landmark year for the Indoor Football League. Our 15th season saw tremendous growth, both on and off the field. Bold steps towards a bright future, cutting-edge fan engagement, and powerful new partnerships. And we're just getting started. There will be more in 2024. Calculated growth, strong franchises, and the best indoor football on the planet. the IFL.
And welcome back to Rockin' Brews. This will wrap up our Week 9 show. Make sure you have liked and subscribed before you go.
Were there any questions before we go that we missed? Because I get texts afterwards.
Okay. Well, we did have a question fairly early on asking about the... Well, first of all, there was a comment saying the Gladiators will be bringing swords to a gunfight. That's from the Brahma Bulletin.
I like that.
I thought that was fun. And will Branded for Michael Wayne Davis be filmed at this location from now on?
Here's the thing. We have a new sponsor of the show, right?
Right.
So the sponsor of the show is South Texas Spine and Surgical Hospital.
Right.
We kind of have to do, we don't have to, but we kind of go by their suggestion at where they would like us to be. The people here at Rockin' Brew treated us great.
Yes.
We love the people at Matinga's. Matt and Inga are just fantastic, and the pizza's the best in San Antonio. I think we're going to probably be not only here. What's the other place where we do the fan show or the watch parties at?
Oh, the watch party's main event.
I think we're going to be doing a show there in the near future. And
might be doing a show at Gunslinger Nation.
Okay. I spent a lot of time there, man.
Yeah, but it makes it easy. It makes it easy to come to the show.
Oh, yeah. Walk out my door.
Yeah, there you are.
No, it would be great to do one from Gunslinger Nation and invite the fans to that. I think it's just kind of spread the love if we can. And if not, you know, when we do find a home that we works for our sponsors. But I don't want, like I said, I don't want to say no to Matinga's. I don't want to say no to Rock and Brew. I don't want to say no to, what's the other place again?
Main Event.
Main Event, sorry. I just never been there.
Because it's a watch party.
Anxious to go. So all those places, yeah. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes, I guess.
Did have a comment from Monica Martin, also Sports Coast to Coast. Special thanks to the director of media, Morgan Stubing, for helping Sports Coast to Coast with a request last week and going forward. Not sure what that was about.
Well, but, Morgan.
You mentioned Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan does. I mean, she does a ton in our social media. So she's the one that puts up the posts about the show.
Right.
So, yeah.
And let's people know where it is. And Monica Martin also said, unfortunately, there is not a Matinga's near her, as they're up in the far, not northwest northwest.
I was thinking about this.
Of the country.
Maybe what we should do is maybe hit another Matinga's. And they have, what, 7 locations? I'm just not sure if the space is there. But, it would be an interesting deal, you know, to talk about. I like your idea. If we could figure out a way to do it from the 25-yard line at GSN, would be kind of cool.
Yes. Yeah, that would be awesome. Just drag an extension cord out there. It would
be one long extension cord. Yes. But, I happen to know a guy who's in the heating and cooling business. I bet you he has an extension cord laying around.
Or a generator.
Yeah, our generator. Yeah,
He's got.
What's funny is the other day
I said, a bunch of those.
We have a jugs machine, you know, the throwing machine, and we have a couple of them. And I said, "Hey, James, can you bring me an extension cord?" Like 5 minutes later, he goes, "I had a 100-footer sitting here," and I'm like, "Yeah, that'll work." it's not like we're hurting for anything mechanical
or electrical,
right?
And with that, it's time for the coach's special greeting of the evening.
Is this my camera right here?
That is your camera right there.
Okay. Miss Susan, I miss you. Can't wait to see you on Tuesday. I love you very much. Mwah. Eli, Mila, and Liliana, it's time to go to bed. I love you. God bless everybody.
This has been Branded for May 8th, 2024. And as always, keep your guns up. Good night, everybody.